My name is Father James Hanvey. I'm a theologian. I'm a Jesuit. La Virgen Dolorosa, or the Virgin of Sorrows, carries with it a deep emotional charge and a deep devotional charge. And we've caught her here in this piece by José de Mora in that moment of perhaps her most profound participation. Here she is at the moment of the death of her son. There is a wonderful, sad, deep, suffering calmness about the face, but also the way in which the eyes are positioned. The eyes draw us in to her and into her soul. So there's this extraordinary paradox that although she's not looking directly at us, she's actually inviting us into her space. Even today, wherever you go in Spain and wherever you go in Spanish churches, you'll find that there is Our Lady of Sorrows. Of course, one of the reasons why very powerful, realistic images like this are so important for the devotion of the people is because it makes that absolute real connection with life. Because we have to remember that at this time, the devotional life was the way in which many people did participate. They wouldn't have necessarily entered into the sacraments directly, or they might not have been part of the more elite groups, but it's the devotion that would keep them and draw them in. And so in a sense, she's the mother of us all, embracing our suffering and bringing it to her son. So I think because there's that very deep and real human connection, maternal connection, that keeps that path open. And it doesn't matter even whether we're practicing Catholics or not. It's still an attractive invitation.